For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Rawr Barlow. Our kind of mess saying, just saying. Megan, you can't have a burger without the burg.
And also our super premium sponsors.
Our lucky little grandhopper, Kelly Grant.
And Lizzie Drucker. She's a fine mother.
We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie Caron from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Podcast, and here I am with my gorgeous, talented, broken, fixed, then broken again, then possibly fixed again little bird, Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Blog and the Banta Blender. Hello, Bean.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Hi. Hello.
Hi. Hi. How are you, Japan?
Hi.
Hi. Konnichiwa.
Tokyo.
Hi.
Hey, Tokyo. I say yes to Tokyo, okay? Don't say no to Tokyo.
Yes. Whoa. Whoa, baby. Whoa, Tokyo, baby. Whoa.
Welcome to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Day. Watch What Crappens is on tour. We're going to be a different city every month, so go get your tickets over there at watchwhatcrappens.com. Boston is up next. Well, first, I guess,
next
for this
week.
Year. It's next week,
it's
people.
Just over a week away. It's next Thursday.
Scurry.
Yeah. Better warm up for us, Boston, because we are pussies and we don't like super cold weather anymore.
I'm already a cold bitch, Boston. Don't make it any worse.
Yes. That's going to be so exciting.
There.
Yes.
Yeah, we're so excited to be there and meet you, Boston. Bunch of cities coming up, so just go to watchwhatcrappens.com to check them out.
Yeah.
And now here we are with the incomparable Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills. Let's go. We should go on tour to Beverly Hills. We'll just take a 10-minute drive down that way, set up our mics, and be like, we're here on tour in Beverly
Villa
Hills.
Blanca.
Hello, Rodeo Drive.
Yeah, we'll bring our own white flowers.
Yeah. We should do. We should just get like one of our friends to drive us around, and we'll do a drive-by tour of Beverly Hills, and we'll narrate the Beverly Hills experience to our listeners. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just high on coffee already.
Maybe we could just get one of those little golf carts and go up and down Rodeo Drive and just do it. You know, over a megaphone.
Yeah, I would love that. Well, we just go to
Broken Bird as we pass like the Rolex store or whatever.
We'll be like the Lubavitcher car, except instead of like shouting out like Hebrew words of wisdom, we'll just be saying, Broken Bird, Beverly Hills, Broken Bird. They're like, is that a Bernie Sanders protest? No, it's just saying Broken Bird.
And if we need to get anybody out of our way, we'll go, ah! Like Dorit talking to her baby.
Ah! Ah,
So we open this week's episode with a song that goes, I went from rags to riches, rags to riches,
and then it just cuts to Lisa Rinna on a plane. She's like, this is what life is like for me. I'm just flying solo to Tokyo because the girls are flying on a different flight. This is what life is like, taking different flights to get to the same place, baby.
There's so much to worry about, baby. Like, how do you work a satellite on a plane? How is there a satellite on a plane? How come I watch Friends right now? How is this happening? Life is amazing, baby.
Is there a rat on this plane also? They follow everywhere.
I've just been telling that rat, you'll have your chance too. Just stop eating so much cheese.
So Erica is bringing her her glam squad to Tokyo, of course. And she's like, well, I'm basically a teenage model wrangler. And Mackie's like, yes, bitch, you're wrangling them. I'm wrangling you. Who's wrangling me? I don't know. Oh, my God. Wranglers, jeans, jean wrangler, Jeep wranglers. Oh, my God. Wrangle, bitch. Wrangle, wrangle, wrangle.
This is so effing cute, bitch.
He's like, super, super cute. It's a baseball outfit with flowers stitched on the boobs. Like, I mean, unless your boobs are going to be completely centered with those flowers, this seems like a bad idea.
Who's wrangling me, bitch? Yes, next level wrangling, bitch.
And then cut back to Lisa on the plane, and she's like, I'm holding on for dear life, baby. Well, I'm glad you're overdramatic about your own imminent death, like you are about Kim Richards. She's like, I'm a smidge away from death, baby. She's yelling at herself at the next Carney Wilson party.
And meanwhile, that song is still playing through all of this. I want to brag to riches. Brag to riches.
And Vanderpump is at home, and she's telling Rocio, she's like, hello, Rocio, I've taken you out of the crate for the first time in the entire month. Have we learned not to steal my hair bows, Rocio? She's like, never again, ma'am. She's like, all right, cook. Cook for my friends.
Yeah, Rocio has new eyeglasses, which is fun. Mm-hmm. And then
The song changes. It's like, I went from rags to glasses. The rags to glasses. I bought Rocio reading glasses. She'll never try to run again. Meanwhile, her big dog with the ponytail on top of its head, that big fluffy dog, is just standing by the door. The scene ends with the dog looking into the camera going, it's like, let me out of here.
Bubbly. So then, so Rina meets her daughters at the airport in Tokyo, and I guess they're big in Japan because there's all sorts of paparazzi and people there to see Delilah and what's Delilah's sister's name again? The other one, Delilah Bell and Amelia. And so, basically,
my own finger closing that window, y'all. Sorry, yeah, the other one.
Yeah, so they're like you know. They're posing. They're basically on their own invisible red carpet in the airport. They're just posing and greeting people and everything. And Rina's just like, I often say, I wonder what Kris Jenner would do in a situation like this. And I was like, oh, that was perfect. That's like some perfect Rina shade right there, because she went right to Kris Jenner and not Yolanda Hadid.
I know. Kris Jenner would probably tell her to send some flowers to Yolanda to say thank you for the idea.
Yeah, Kris Jenner would just send her a gift certificate to Adrian Malouf's ex-husband, Paul Nassif.
Yeah, she'd be like, hey, this came in the mail for you from Kris Jenner. It's a screener of Chloe's exercise show. Enjoy. Like, yeah. Wait a minute, baby.
She didn't even send a screener of the quality shows.
And it's
quality Kardashian shows.
Yeah, it's like the low rent ones.
Revenge Body or something like that. I don't know. I really am actually so... I'm not dialed into the Kardashian universe at all. The only reason why I know about the Revenge Body thing is I think I just was flipping by it, and I was like, oh, that guy, I've seen him at the gym, or something like that, you know?
The reason I know about it is because I was making the, hey, watch this show on this night on our Facebook today, and they're playing that show on Bravo on Saturday morning this week.
Oh, well, I'm going to pretend like they don't show it on Bravo, so that way I can still just hide every time someone posts about the Kardashians. I'm like, hide, hide, hide.
Revenge Body. What an awkward time to get pregnant. Right before season 2 of Revenge Body. Come on, Chloe. Time your pregnancy. Chloe.
Well, maybe she means it more literally. Like, I am growing a little body inside me in revenge.
Yes. She's going to have the revenge girl come out of her. She's going to be like, I'm just pretending. Yeah. She's like, I'm just pretending to be Chloe's baby. I'm really here for revenge on Madeline Stowe.
Madeline Stowe just goes up to Chloe Kardashian and slaps her on the face. Charlotte? Why did she call me Charlotte?
So Rina does walk through the Tokyo airport just as Rina would, except this time she's moving all the kids' luggage. It's like piles and piles of luggage, and she's like, hi, hello Tokyo, hello. They're like, shut up, luggage lady, just move the luggage, okay?
They're like, why does that porter have such pointy hair? So then, actually, Lisa Rinna's haircut is very anime, I think. I think she'd probably do very well in Japan. It's, you know, it's got the points and sort of like the feathered points and layers. It's very, very anime.
Yeah. And later in the episode, she's like, arigato, baby! Yes!
So then we go back to Beverly Hills, where Teddy, what's Teddy's last name? Mellencamp? I was going to call her Vanderkamp because of Brie. No, I'm getting all the
Brie Vanderkamp from Desperate Housewives. Oh no, my god, I love her.
Emily Van Camp, Brie Vanderkamp, and now Teddy Mellencamp.
And Teresa from Camps.
Camps.
So there you go.
Anyway, so Teddy has been summoned to Villa Rosa, and so she's walking on the bridge to the entryway, and she's sort of having a moment with Hank. Hanky's sort of sizing her up, deciding whether or not he's gonna like Teddy or chomp at her ankles like
He's trying
Kyle Richards.
to decide if she has cankles big enough to chomp at.
And this is when we got to meet a new member of the Vanderpump. I'm having such a hard time with these names. Vanderpump, Van Camp, Vanderkamp,
Mellencamp, Vandelcamp,
Mellencamp.
Vandelmump, Mumps, the Vandelmumps, the new sickness.
Mellencamp. Is there someone named Mellencamp
Vandermumps.
coming on the show, please?
Darling, you've broken up with the Vandermumps. I'm so sorry.
But we meet a new member of the menagerie. A turtle, darling. We have a turtle.
Yes, Teddy is so funny. She's like, "Hi, little swans. What are you looking at? Wow, there's swans. Oh my God, is that a bird? Look, it's a turtle. There's dogs."
Even Hank and Bank, you're like, "Ugh, this bitch. Let's just go to the other part of the river."
Yeah, she's so boring they don't even want to eat her cankles. They're like,
No,
"I'm out of here."
they go hang out with the turtle instead.
Hanky's like,
Let's go hang out
I'm
with
prouder
jerks.
than this, okay? I'm prouder than this." And she's like, "Oh my God, there's animals everywhere." And Vanderpump goes, "More animals arriving soon, the two-legged kind." Oh, darling. Hilarious, darling.
Teddy's like, "I like that joke. It's funny. For a second, I thought you were talking about horses because I grew up riding horses."
"Hey, any horses? Have I ridden them?"
"Guys, I grew up in mansions, and we had a big football field, and that was my favorite part because we play games. I pretend to be a horse, which is funny because I grew up riding horses."
"Hey, what's around the corner? Unicorns." It's like, you enjoy your one season, okay?
Yeah, enjoy it.
Take
So then.
whatever free shit you're offered this season because you ain't coming back again.
Yeah, you're being welcomed into Lisa. You're being recruited by Lisa Vanderpump right now. Stop with the attitude and get on board.
"Diamonds and rosé, my tiny little horses."
She's like, "Oh my God, I have tiny horse envy right now." She goes,
"Well, you could move in here, but you'd have to sleep with Ken. He'd love it."
Don't step on Harrison. Don't mind the puff. Harrison's like, "Burp."
"Hasn't Harrison Ford been through enough?"
"I can't believe you almost stepped on. Dear Harrison, my little puffball, who's not quite like Cheeky, but close to me."
So she's like,
"Would you like to see my closet, darling? I'd love to see you get even more jealous. Diamonds and rosé, go into your own home, shall you?"
So she's like, "Whoa, in my house, like, my husband has a bigger closet because, like, I don't really care about it. Like, who are the Joneses? I don't know. Do they live next door to me? Are they rich? I don't care because I don't care about money. Can I borrow one of your horses?"
And Lisa Vanderpump, when she says, "In my house, my husband has a larger closet," Lisa Vanderpump just goes, "No!" She's been destroyed. Like,
"That would be grounds for divorce in this family, darling."
"No, don't say such things in my closet. I'm growing weaker. Weaker. It's almost as if I have become the broken bird. Let me
That's
write
her
this down in my Manila folder."
Kryptonite, just an empty closet. She's like,
"No! My closet is shrinking."
So let's see. Kyle arrives and she's like, "Hi guys," to the swans, and Hanky immediately starts stalking her cankles, which is hilarious. She goes, "Be nice, guys." She runs the hell over the bridge.
Yeah, even the turtle's trying to snap at her. Turtle's like, "I'm not even a snapping turtle, but I'm gonna try my damnedest."
And then Teresa comes in, and she or Dorit comes in, and she's like, "Lisa."
She does. I wrote that down. I wrote down Lee hyphen Sa.
"Lisa,
guys, I'm here."
"Guys." So she's like,
"Listen, I've swept up enough shit in the house, so let's have lunch outside in case you animals decide to have an accident. Do you get it? You're the animals."
"Dorit, do you need a napkin? I believe a bird shat in your hair." "Oh, Lisa, that's so kind of you. It's actually a jewel I put in there on purpose." Sorry.
So they sit down to have lunch, and Dorit takes a chair facing the canyon, and she's like, "I always choose this seat. I'm so selfish. I want the view."
Yeah. Teddy's like, fucking bitch with a view. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, I don't care about views. Like, to me, like, look, it's a hill. Like, great. Guess what else? Guess what else would be just as great? Like, an alley. What do I care? I'm not rich. I mean, I am, but I don't care about it. I'm normal.
I mean, I grew up watching The View, so, like, I don't need to see watching The View.
I still remember when Rosie O'Donnell came on and replaced somebody. Like, that was, like, awkward.
Yeah, remember Debbie Matenopoulos? Hmm. So Kyle's like, here's my big update. I went to Croatia. It was amazing. And my floors still aren't done. And my pool is still shaped like a smile. It's not fair.
Kyle, really? You think they can do the whole floors of a house in 1 week? Dumbass.
Yeah. Lisa, they're going to be crispy rice with spicy tuna on top. I just have to have it. I have to. I've been telling PK that I'd be having some crispy tuna on soft rice. Oh, no. Crispy rice with soft tuna on top is just too good.
Can you have what we had at our anniversary party, Lisa? Tuna tartare and a ooh, baby. And Vanderpump's like, you're so supportive. Everything I do, really, Dorit supports it. Whether it's being her best friend, whether it's my new jewelry line, or just the tuna tartare on Chef Penny Crispy Rice.
So Kyle's like, Dorit, you have a lash on your cheek. And Dorit's like, Kyle, which side? It's like, it's on the left. Oh, actually, it's on the right side. I think it's on both cheeks. Kyle, that's positively crazy. How could I have a lash on both cheeks at once? Kyle, your vision's insane.
Kyle, are you trying to mess with me, Kyle? It's like, just clean your fucking face, Dorit. My God, how hard is this?
Just fucking wipe it off. You have a mirror in front of you. Just take a napkin and just wipe your cheeks.
And Dorit goes, Kyle, your vision, it's insane. I can't even see it. I'm like, you're an idiot. And Carl goes, okay, fine. Next time I'll leave it. And she goes, you came back mean, Carl.
Came back from Croatia. That's so mean, Kyle.
She goes, Coil. She goes, if that's not mean. If Kyle wants to be mean, she'll be mean. And Carl goes, yeah, like Vanderpump, but she's on the table now instead of being sneaky about it. She's like, how dare you, darling.
Meanwhile, Teddy is just sitting there taking it all in, like, what the hell? She's basically Catherine Hahn part two, right? Like, yeah. In that thing where she stares there and is like, what is happening with these ladies?
Yeah.
And Teddy's whole thing is that she notices that Dorit is always talking shit about Rinna. And basically, I think this is where we see some sort of montage of Dorit talking shit about Rinna over the season so far, which has actually been a lot, considering there's only been about 3 episodes.
I saw her beaver!
Pretty little puss. So then Teddy's like, you know what? There's like 2 sides of Dorit, like a fun girl that you can have fun with and a trash talker. I'm like, isn't that the same?
Yeah. Why can't you be friends with both of those people? It sounds like the perfect friend to me.
Yeah. I'm like, Dorit sounds great.
You've actually made Dorit sound more fun than she's ever sounded before. So thanks, Teddy.
She's a lot more fun than you are, Teddy.
And Vanderpump's like, well, if you want to join this group, you need to be educated. Teddy's like, well, you all seem nice. And Dorit goes, give us time, honey.
Yeah.
And then Dorit goes, one of you will turn on me in any minute. And they're like, ha! So you guys want to know what Teddy does at her house?
Oh my God, yes, please.
It's
please
so
tell me.
Exciting, you guys. Oh my she put God, suntan lotion on her kids.
Whoa.
She's like, all I can do as a mom is try and have fun with my kids. Here, put some suntan lotion on. So I choose to do sports because, like, I'm not getting fat again. And if they have a tablet on a trip, it's like getting them off a crack. So I'm like, you know what? This is actual crack. If you have crack, you won't eat. And you'll also have more energy to go hiking. All in a mom's day.
Yeah. Downtime's the time to live. Accountability coach. Okay, so we're going to go hiking. Yay, it's fun. And so then we see Edwin is like pushing this stroller up something that's like Runyon Canyon, and Teddy is running ahead. She's like, I'm beating you. I'm like, bitch, he is pushing up 2 kids in a stroller, and you're just running with a dog on a leash and only half the time.
Sounds like me. That's my kind of race. I'm like, here's a pile of bricks to push up the hill. Look, I'm winning.
Yeah.
Winning.
I've also concluded that Teddy's body language, I don't know why she developed this, but when she talks a lot with her hands, but her hands move in this like herky jerky still movement, like she's a Muppet, you know, like she has like little poles that are attached underneath that are guiding her hand. Like her hands don't, like her arms don't seem to really bend. They just are like still, and they just are like on poles. That's my observation. Once you see it, you'll never be able to unsee it.
She goes,
good job, Muppet hands.
She goes, one time, Slate got mad because she saw me kissing my husband, and she's like, you're supposed to only kiss me. And like, that's what I want. I want them to have a joking banter about their parents' love. I'm like, who are you? Why are
Teddy,
you on my TV?
What are you doing
Clear
here? Give me
her.
Eden Sassoon, please. God. This woman, like, she is really too self-satisfied with her boring stories. Like,
yes.
They do not translate, okay? Now, I get it. I've told many boring stories about the sort of coffee I'm drinking on any given day. I get it. But, like, you're on TV. I'm on a podcast.
Yeah.
TV has higher stakes.
Yeah, you get paid more, okay, lady? I just want
I'm
joking banter
today,
about
the
their
way.
Parents' love. Like, she's going to... Yeah. Slate's like the next Jay Leno. Oh, my God. Do you love when I make dating jokes like that? So I'm like, whoa, the next Johnny Carson, huh? Hey, who are you, Jeff Parr? Get it, guys?
I immediately find stories that begin with my kid was laughing when I did this. They're just immediately just dull and boring. They're just born out of a place of this was funny to me and therefore it should be funny to all of you. And it's just, it doesn't translate. I'm sorry.
I feel like the casting people on this show need to be more like windshields on a BMW. Like the second it starts raining, just turn on those fucking wipers and clear her.
Yeah, I'm very confused how Teddy Mellencamp wound up in this mix. I mean, I'm optimistic. They're showing signs of that she's getting really annoyed at Dorit. So I'm hoping this is going to lead to some explosive thing where suddenly we'll be like, oh, now I see why she's on the show. But for right now, I'm trying. I don't know what's going on here.
But I mean, they juxtapose this with Vanderpump chasing Hanky out of the house. She's like, Hanky! Hanky!
She was chasing him in. She goes, Hanky, in, Hanky. You're a naughty boy. You're not a bird that's broken. You're a bird that's live and vital.
The animals at Villa Rosa listen to me, unlike my friends. Bah!
I got a whole bunch more animal jokes coming your way about my friends.
Now, please, before you leave, fill out a comment card. Tell me. Did you like the jokes about my friends being two-legged animals more than the jokes about me not fucking caring unless it's his birthday? A, B, or C, both more of the above, please.
Has everyone met Carla? She's a turtle. Anyway, moving on.
Just like Kyle, the two-legged version.
Carla the turtle is moving almost as fast as Kyle. She's slow. That's her ankle. That's her anklets.
Oh my God. So the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills version of Truman Capote comes in with some other chick. And they work for Beverly Hills Magazine. And he's like, hey, girl. Like, he reminds me of the little guy from Will and Grace. Leslie.
Yeah, Leslie Jordan. is it Leslie Jordan? Although, I think this is not Beverly Hills Magazine. I think it's Beverly Hills Lifestyle Magazine.
Oh, don't get them confused when you're ordering off the back of one of those magazine thingies.
I know this because I saw the story of this magazine portrayed by Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks in The Lifestyle by Steven Spielberg.
The Devil Wears Lifestyle.
David Hasselhoff wants us to shut down production because he wrote something critical about him eating a burger off of the bathroom floor. What do we do, Ken? I say we forge on like the journal that we are. We are no longer a small hometown magazine. We are a magazine for Beverly Hills.
I want this to be deeper than ever now that I'm the editor-in-chief. Our first article shall be about Jew Wells. Get it?
Okay, Lisa.
Jewels, the darkest hour.
So he's like, oh my God, girl, you look amazing. You are so gorgeous.
Well, that's how you should talk to your editor-in-chief, Leslie.
Glamorous and gorgeous jewelry is absolutely essential in Beverly Hills. To be without it would be a cardinal sin. And the word cardinal is a double word, is a wordplay on broken bird. It's a broken cardinal.
She's pouring tea and she goes, is that cup too gay for you, Leslie? And he's like, no gay enough, girl. Like, oh, I love the gay humor.
What does anyone think about Dorit being a hand model? I think it'd be spectacular. She's got those silly little hands, and she's a dumb person, and I think it'll just be hilarious when she shows up thinking she's shooting a Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Did you hear me say cardinal sin? Someone remind Teddy that I said that so she'll know that I support the church as well.
As well as baseball teams.
She goes, Dorit is a hand model. Or should we just get someone in who just does hand jobs? That's you, little Leslie, isn't it? Double-handed Leslie.
He's like, ah, that's my favorite kind. So then this lady who's with them is like, well, I think Dorit encompasses everything that we want. She's a working mom. She's beautiful. She's fabulous. And the gay guy's like, but does she model? I'm like, does she work? Where did this working mom thing come from?
I make string bikinis, Lisa.
Guys, I made beans the other day, and I would love for you to have some. I'm a working mom who cooks beans. They're Moroccan style. I call them my Moroccan beans.
Beans, the magical fruit. The more you eat, the more you toot. The more you toot, the better you feel. If they eat beans for every meal, Lisa.
So stupid. So the girl is like, yeah, she's perfect. And her social media is impeccable.
Is that a reference to a broken bird trying to peck at her social media?
Please tell me there's not a broken bird trying to flatten her décolletage, darling.
She goes, she has lovely hands and perfect décolletage. And then they just show like a montage close-up of Dorit's boobs. So what is this show?
Quick, there's a broken cardinal stuck in between her boobs.
Cardinal décolletage.
I'm giving this magazine direction. Cardinal direction. See what I did there? Cardinal. It works in so many levels.
I'll ask her if she wants to do it.
So then in Tokyo, they're staying in the Shangri-La Hotel, which I feel like that's so stereotypical. Like, of course you're staying at the Shangri-La. It's like, hey, what hotels are in Tokyo? The Shangri-La, baby! Would you hear that in a song? Okay.
So Erica's with her glam squad and, you know, picking out clothes. And she's like, look, all right, there's a reason why I have to bring all these clothes around because I got to look good. I'm like, we've been down this path before. Yeah, you don't have to explain it anymore, Erica. We get it. We've seen your glam squad in like 10 different countries at this point. You don't have to keep apologizing for it. We accept it.
Yeah, we have already envisioned you choking on an old man's gigantic nutsack hundreds of times. Like, you don't have to keep bringing it up, okay? You earned it. As far as I'm concerned, you earned it, bitch.
Yeah.
So Mikey's like, options, Machino McQueen, first off the runway, bitch. Like, he's so excited all the time. And she's like,
easy. Easy there, Marky. Make it easy, too. Because, you know what? You never know what's going to happen here in Tokyo. You got to have levels. There's got to be levels, Marky.
Where are Erica's friends? We've been asking this since her first season. Where are her friends? Surely there's got to be more than Mikey.
No, I don't think so. I think that's it.
Oh, sad.
I'm okay with that.
No, I mean, it's cool. It's cool that she gets to bring her friends on this trip, but I feel like she's got to have friends outside of these four people.
Shit, the only reason I have friends that I don't pay for is because I'm poor. I'd be done with all of y'all if I had enough money to pay for real friends who were always nice and like just said things like, yes, Bat, you're working it. Work those Old Navy jogging pants. Yes, it's every day. Worth it.
Either way, we then go to a store in Japan, Tokyo.
Yeah, because Lisa calls her and she's like, where are you? It's a madhouse. It's crazy. Wow. Whoa, whoa. Hi. Hi, Tokyo. Hi.
How are you? Whoa.
California roll. Oh.
She just adds O to everything. It doesn't make any sense.
So, she's in the store, and she's like, these kids' careers have gone to 0 to 60, baby. When I was
first started, I was told by an agent to get back on the bus and go back to Oregon. I came from nothing.
You know, I actually really found what I like about Lisa Rinna, I do feel that she is I feel like she is upfront and honest about all situations, because she's basically like, listen, we're at this period of time now where millennial children of famous people are getting modeling gigs. And I don't know how long this window is going to stay open, but it's open for now. And I thought that was refreshing, because she's basically saying, yeah, I'm famous and I'm on TV, so these kids were able to get in the door. As opposed to Yolanda, who would be like, well, my loves, my Gigi and my Bella, you know, they naturally just, you know, became famous overnight. You know, like she would say, I just feel like, I don't know why I'm going on an anti-Yolanda rant. She's not even on the show anymore. But I just feel like Yolanda would never say my kids became models because, you know, she has famous parents.
Yeah, because
who have connections.
They're famous. Right.
It's not to take away from them being models, but they totally got those opportunities because of their parents.
Girl, they 100%. Got those opportunities because Tommy Hilfiger is just exhausted. Okay. He's tired. He's worked a lot. At this point, he just goes to a dinner party and he's like, who has skinny children that they want to loan me for a week? You know,
well,
I don't want to have another casting.
But Gigi's first gig was for Marciano Billboard. And Marciano is part of this whole mix. He's not on these shows, but the Marciano family that owns Guess, their kids went to school with all these kids. I mean, it's all mixed up. It's all family friend shit. So they all got their they had family connections. You know, Mohammed is super wealthy. David Foster is super famous. Yolanda's on TV. And I like that Lisa Rinna is just upfront. Like, yeah, we're famous, so we were able to give them this opportunity. I just like that. I like it. Sue me, baby. I own it. Okay,
you're
baby.
Allowed,
I own
baby.
My liking of it.
She's like, the Kardashians opened this window, and someone looked in with a webcam and caught Kim giving a blowjob, which thankfully led to them getting famous so we could be famous. So to the blowjob heard around the world, thank you, Kim Kardashian, baby.
Look at all that built off a fucking blowjob off the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, look that has sprung up, you guys. Don't say that nothing can spring up from a little blowjob, okay? A lot can be born from a blowjob.
Yeah, exactly. And I think some credit has to be given to Paris Hilton, because if it weren't for Paris becoming famous, Kim Kardashian wouldn't have had the same bug and instinct, I think.
Yeah, the same
so
opportunity.
Look, Paris is really the godmother of all this. And of course, Paris, she has the itch from her grandmother, who of course
Lord
knows. Kyle and
don't
Kim.
Even try to circle. Don't even try to trace that itch. Yeah,
but what I'm saying is it's full circle. It all comes back. It comes right back around.
You
back
know who
it
comes
show.
Back to? Al Gore. Everybody, thank Al Gore for inventing the internet. Okay?
Yes,
look
thank
at
you.
All you've given the Rinnas.
Yes. So meanwhile, back in Beverly Hills, Dorit has shown up to be a hand model for Beverly Hills Lifestyle magazine. And she is just bitching. She is being so high maintenance, which I love. I think the reason why this was kept in there is because the producers are like, okay, we've created a monster with this woman, so we're going to show America a little bit of what it's like to deal with her behind the scenes.
Yes, of course. What's the point of creating Frankenstein if you're not going to scare the shit out of everybody while they watch him walk around the forest kidnapping little girls?
Yeah. So Dorit is all like, I'm terribly sorry, but, you know, it was a last-minute booking, and I just simply didn't have any time. And then Pandora had to call me and say, can you come in today? And I thought you'd be my hand, and that's my hair and makeup, and I can't get my glam squad. You know, Fantastic Sam's isn't open every single day, and now here I am, and it's difficult, and now I don't look good, and I don't like being unprepared, and I haven't had time to simmer my beans. Guys, this is not fair. Let's just settle down.
I love that. I love that during your monologue, I can hear you, like, emphasizing on the desk. Like, I could see your physicality while you were doing it.
Well, I started to go into Margaret Josephs, and I was like, oh, Ben. Get it together, Ben. You're doing, you're cross-pollinating your accents here.
So good. She's like, I thought they were doing me hands, and then I've got her daughter Pandora calling, asking for $9.99 a month for unlimited streaming. One thing I can't stand is to be ill-prepared. Why wouldn't you tell me it was going to be my face? I would have opened a can of beans and cooked it.
I just love to give myself a facial with bean steam. That's my favorite way to treat myself. I never look younger than when I put my face over Moroccan beans while they're stewing away.
She knows
beautiful.
I'd never be there without my bean steam and my glam squad.
PK, PK, can you get me some beans? I need to make a bean steam for my face. A bean steam facial. PK.
And Vanderpump's like, why aren't you ready, darling? Erica Jane would have been ready in 5 minutes. We'll call her then.
Oh, darling, we'll just fix it in Photoshop.
Oh.
What's that? The shop that I've actually purchased with photos.
Let me see here. She's like, darling, all we want is a few pictures of your hands, and then you'll be a dress model for Pandora's line. Then we wanted you drinking this sangria over here for the sangria line. Then we wanted you for this placemat line over here. It's
like she's getting the free work that she
There's
can.
There's a light bulb up there that Rocio can't get on account of a vertigo. Could you just climb up there and fix that? Thank you.
We've put the tiny horse house on Craigslist. Would you walk over there and pose next to it?
Do you mind feeding Carla the turtle? She's still snapping on account of you, actually.
And Pandora's the assistant, and she's like, shall I put some more makeup on your hands?
It's like, okay, thanks for showing up, Pandora.
I didn't even see Pandora there. That's so strange.
Yeah, she didn't say much.
Maybe she was hidden beneath her bangs. Poor Pandy. She always hangs her hair right over her cheeks. You know, she's trying to, you know how sometimes women will have bangs to hide forehead and stuff. So she just sort of does that a lot.
Yeah, like
Pandy,
Kathy.
show us your beautiful face. Don't hide behind those bangs.
Wash off that face. Wash off. Lift up your face. Wash off your mascara. Here, take my Kleenex. Wipe that horsey away, my right, Dorit. Stand by diamonds and rosé. We're selling
Suddenly,
diamond
Suddenly, Pandy, standing beside me.
Not bawling about makeup.
She's holding sangria. Suddenly, Pandy,
bloop, bloop.
Here to provide me. Sweet photo assistance, Pandy's my daughter.
So after Vanderpump goes, oh, don't worry about your face, darling. I'll fix it in Photoshop. She's like, how do you fix my whole face?
My whole face.
It's like nobody knows better than you, okay? People have been posting pictures of you in junior high. I don't even know who you are anymore, ma'am.
It takes a lot of recovery time to fix your face like that.
So Dorit doesn't like any of the photos. No, I'm terribly sorry. I don't like this photo, Lisa. No. I guess I'm just a bit of a perfectionist. You know, this is like serving Moroccan beans with black-eyed peas. It's just not the same, Lisa. It's just not the same, guys.
No one wants to eat beans that are out of a bowl, Vanderpump.
Vanderpump's like, have you modeled before, darling? And Dorit's like, yes, I have. Of course I have. I have swimwear. And so she's sitting on the stool with her legs wide open and she's like bending down on one knee. like, what are you modeling for? And when they show her
it's
all the
literally
pictures,
the Tina Turner private dancer pose.
Yeah. When they show the pictures, she's like hiding behind her hands. Like she doesn't want to be recognized. It's hilarious.
I definitely need some Nigel Barker to assist with this situation. Oh, to be fair, I actually kind of felt, I didn't think the pictures were very good, and I kind of felt bad for Dorit. I think she was like, what rinky-dink thing is happening? Leslie Jordan is taking photos of me with like an Advantix camera. This is not good.
Yes, and Vanderpump's like, I don't know why she's so scared of the local photogs or the local makeup people. I mean, this magazine has photographed Kristen Chenoweth and
Kate Blanchett. Not the real Kate Blanchett, Kate Blanchettowitz. She's very popular in Beverly Hills.
Veronica Mars Bars.
We have photographed Suddenly Susan. The drag queen who works under Barney's. She used to be a server at Barney's Greengrass, so that closed.
You know that Greek sandwich commercial on buses? That was photographed here.
Are you familiar with Veronica's insurance? Well, we photographed Veronica herself.
So she's like, but Vanderpump, I look sweaty. And she goes, we're going for sweaty, darling.
Sweaty is very in for Beverly Hills. Very 2018.
Tell PK he's finally in fashion, darling. So Erica and Rinna, Erica's so impressed. She's like, oh, yeah, it's making it and it's Vogue. Okay. Rinna's like, we love it here, don't we, Erica? Hi. Hi, Tokyo. Hi. She's like, yeah, we love it. She goes, I love that they're killing it, but I'm sad that they're growing up, baby. And then there's a clip of her backstage like, do you want a chip? Do you need some water? Do you want some milk? Hey, how about a bowl of pasta? Need a hug from mommy? And they're like, oh, mom, shut up. This is her kids being assholes, ignoring her backstage.
Oh, my goodness. So they're like walking around a little park carrying parasols. And Erica's like, oh, look at that lotus. Look at that tree. Hey, look, a turtle. It's a big turtle episode, by the way, on Beverly Hills.
Look, it's Kyle. No, Kyle the turtle, I bet. Did you see that show, Sense8? I think that's what this turtle's in right now.
When she goes, look at those buildings. She goes, look at those lotuses. And Rinna goes, look how it juxtaposes with
the buildings.
Like, thank you. I couldn't come up with that one. Buildings, buildings. God, I'm going to write that down.
So Rinna is saying how she's sort of like done with all the Dorit drama. She just wants to move forward. And Erica's like, wow, I'm really impressed. It must be because her daughter's a grown up. And Dorit is making her think about being mature Dorit. This is wonderful. Parasol.
Lotus. Lotuses. Okay, working on a new ballad. How about this one? Buildings. Lotuses. Buildings. Lotuses. Turtles.
May need a little more work, baby.
Shut up, Mom. Shut up, Mom.
Over in Beverly Hills, Kyle's like, hey guys, I want to be part of this season, so guess what, I'm gonna throw a party. And so she's hired poor Glenn. This guy gets dragged out every season on like the hottest day of the year. You know, he's not a svelte guy, and he's just like sweating and exasperated, and he's like, another damn party at Kyle Richards' house.
He's like, I brought the fat burger truck. It's already parked outside. What more do you want from me, woman? She's like, Glenn, there's a toilet in the bathroom. I think that's where it's supposed to be. I mean, I know it's supposed to be hooked up and stuff, but at least they got the room right.
It's my relationship corner.
And then she's running around the house trying to pick up last minute. And she's like, oh, my God, my mom's ashes are down there. Are you kidding me? She's like, having to move the ashes. She goes, sorry, Mom. Sorry, Mom.
Their mom is like, no, I actually wanted to be there. I transported myself there. I do not want to be displayed here.
I just wanted to be in a place that Kim could steal me and get me the hell out of this noisy ass renovation zone.
I'm trying to be dead here, okay? It's too loud.
God, it's supposed to be called eternal rest. Stupid
It's
bitch.
Called rest in peace. Did you forget about the P part about R.I.P.? What sort of daughter are you?
So back in Tokyo, Erica's
just loving Mama Hilton bitching from beyond the grave.
Yeah.
About the construction.
So back in Tokyo. Erica's like, look, I'm in pink cans, shadow boots. And it's like, whoa. And she's just like touching every part of her, like a sex doll, yeah. You know.
Erica's like in a pink wig and a kimono-esque top and big, I guess, McQueen boots or something. You know, Erica goes through the whole list of what designs. A vintage McQueen with a vintage Versace with a vintage Versace McQueen. That's a lot. There's a Catrone special. Here's from the Rachel Zoe collection from 2016. That's a lot.
Yeah, it's like, so thanks anyway. For the tour through the Smithsonian, Erica. She's like, hello,
this is Granville's Christian McQueen. And then we'll turn the corner and there's something else from McQueen. Mikey, take it over.
So they go to like a tea house or a geisha house or whatever. And the
hi.
Very first thing they have to do
is, hi.
Hello,
hi.
Hi, tea house.
Hi, geisha hi. House. Hi. Hi, geisha.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm
going to
write a memoir
gays.
About this. Whoa. So, they're like, oh, please take off shoes. And so Erica's like, what? Why are they making me take off my boots right now? I'm like, what are the odds that you have to take off your shoes in Japan?
You're lucky they didn't make you put tiny ones on to bind those feet and keep them tiny, girl.
Was that Japan? Was that China?
Oh, shit. I don't know. Sorry, everybody.
Racist.
Tokyo. So she's like, I love gays. And it's like, no, it's geishas.
Oh, damn it.
Everyone's like, hi, is this a napkin? Oh, good. Hi, napkin. Hi. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Thought it was going to be a placemat. I mean, could you imagine if I use this as a placemat? It's crazy. And there's like a little fish that looks like it was just frozen. like it was mid-jump and it was curling in the air and someone was like,
oh, zap. Froze that fish. Now it's a statue. Want to eat it? She's like, this freaks me out. I don't know if I need tempura Nemo.
Respectfully. Well.
So then it's like the wacky, rich, ignorant people eating real sushi. It's like, dum, da, dum, 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 dum.
That tasted like ocean.
Dum, da, dum, 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 dum.
It's a little slimy.
Yeah, it was a lot of like, sushi in LA, it looks pretty and it tastes good, baby. But sushi in Japan, I don't know. Don't try to hustle the hustler, sushi hustlers.
And then Erica's like, ah, 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 ah. She doesn't know what to say. And the waitress just drops the plate finally. She's like,
yes, sweet. Thank you so very, very much.
So then a lovely older lady comes in and starts playing a traditional Japanese instrument. And because I'm ignorant, I don't actually know what it's called. But it was like what you would has that sound of like, you know, what you hear when you go to sushi restaurant, you know. So she's playing it and she's singing.
And Erica's like,
this is my ballad. Finally found it.
But it was really cool. It was a really cool thing because there was like a geisha dancer that came out and danced. It's a cool cultural experience. Yeah, it would be funny if
Erica's like,
Erica just totally appropriated it.
Nemo,
and Rena's like, this is so Tokyo, baby. That elderly woman coming out and doing whatever that was. Whoa, mind-blowing.
Earth-shattering. Experience enhancing. Arigato daimasta.
Did she just say thank arigato thigh master? Because I think she did.
Arigato thigh master, baby.
Thank you.
Suzuki Toyota.
Yeah, pick which one is really Erica.
You know what? I'm seeing something across the street and I was going to share it with the audience. I don't think I'm going to. I'm just going to say arigato.
Arigato.
My default like way of trying to get back into the recap just going arigato. I don't give a fuck.
Were we not in the recap before? Where were we before, Ben?
I don't give a fuck out, though. I am caffeinated, and I don't know what I'm saying. I'm speaking in half Japanese, half Akajin, and I'm just happy to be living life in Tokyo. Let's go back to that crazy intersection. Wow, it's beautiful.
Look at us.
Together.
We're the crosswalk. We're the crosswalk.
I don't give a fuck.
Woo.
It's like the people who made this crosswalk said, I don't give a fuck. We'll cross from all angles. I don't give a fuck. It's still Erica Jane.
Yeah, maybe I'll cross, maybe I'll walk, maybe I'll sit down. I don't give a fuck.
I don't know what I'm saying. I'm sorry, listeners. I'm like, I'm not seeing straight. So back in Beverly Hills, oh my God, Kyle Richards lost power. She's literally stealing storylines from Real Housewives of New Zealand now.
Glenn! Poor Glenn. Glenn's just like, look, my plan was to control all of this from this spot in the foyer. Okay. Please stop asking me to run upstairs and then downstairs and then, like, move your dead mother. Like, just please, just let me stand here and get some AC, okay?
So PK and Dorit show up, and PK's like, it's such a warm night. And Dorit's like, it's beyond tropical warm, PK.
She goes, it's beyond tropical warm. And he's like, babe, it's a renovation, babe.
In solidarity with her cast members who are in Japan, Dorit was sure to wear a black sushi bandana on her head.
Carl's like, I said casual. Hello, I'm wearing cutout shoulders with really long sleeves. Could you please make an effort? And she's like, PK goes, she doesn't do casual. Like, okay, PK. She's like, sorry, there's no power.
No power? It's 100 degrees outside. First, I don't have me a makeup person. Now I'm supposed to don the heat. It's like I've met a bunch of more people.
It's like we've been taken to the colonies, if you know what I'm saying. Inja.
Inja.
Is that no? No.
So then Camille shows up with her friend Kimber. Mwah. You remember Kimber.
Mwah.
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 And so Camille's like in the backyard by the smiley face pool, and she's like,
so many memories back here. So many memories.
So many memories.
Are there going to be no flashback sequence? No?
We're going to have a flashback when we eat dinner. So.
No.
Okay. Memories.
Oh, and you don't want to show me dancing by the pool again at the white party? No. Oh.
And Teddy comes with her husband, and Kyle's like, oh, that's Storm the dog. And then Storm is like, trying to get pancakes off the table, and Dorit's like, Storm spit on the pancakes. Hey Kyle, you don't have any fans, do ya? Bitch, fans work on electricity too. Okay, Dorit, look, I don't expect a lot of you, Dorit, but you're really even disappointing me with this. Just shut up, Dorit. Just shut up, okay?
Oh, I'm afraid I can't have the pancake because there's dog saliva on it, but would you like me to go home and quick get some quick cooking beans, the Moroccan. They taste quite as good as a pancake. Would you like that?
She's made every complaint possible. I'm like, can we stop? Like, ride a horse. What is wrong with this woman? It's like, this woman only knows what it's like to be a Jones. Who are the Joneses? I don't even know.
Hey, anybody know the Joneses?
It's like, thanks for piping up, Teddy. Okay? So Ken comes in with Vanderpump, and he's like, well, it's a hot, hot weather. Weather, hot.
It's like, it's very dark in here.
It's dark. This is odd.
Well, it seems like there's going to be a seance. It's almost as if Kyle's electrical system is a broken bed.
Kyle's like, oh my god, before you bitch at me, I have no power, okay? And she goes,
oh, I thought maybe it was a surprise birthday for me. Since it is almost my birthday and I haven't heard of you doing anything for it yet, just in case you were thinking of a surprise. Oh, here's a candle for your birthday, which I remembered.
I think Lisa Vanderpump has never been more excited than when Kyle Richards admitted that she has no power.
Finally, my plan has worked. You are ready to fly, little bird.
You have realized that you have no power. There, go on, Kyle. Go off to Croatia again.
So meanwhile,
Lord,
Marisa...
give Kyle the grace, the serenity... to accept that she's broken and she can't be fixed. Okay, thank you.
It's like the shortest AA meeting ever.
So Marisa meets Teddy for the first time, and you can tell he's a realtor because he just fast forwards through all the small talk. He goes, hi, Teddy, how are you? Very nice to meet you. How's everything? Just go through all of them. Hi, how are you? Weather's great. Lovely. It's good to see you. Yes, I know. Crazy about those Mets, huh? Anyway, yes, there's a turtle out front. Yeah, no power. Great. Nice to meet you. Yes, how are you?
Meanwhile, Kyle's like starting newspaper on fire in bowls or something. I don't know what she's doing. It's like Kyle thinks she's like a pioneer town now. And Maura's like, oh, hello, Kyle. Look, Kyle, Jennifer has lights across the street. Did you call the DUP or the DWP? It's like, yes. Yes, husband. That's such a husband thing.
Did you call Margot down the street? Her ovens work.
Did you flip on the lights? Did you try to flip them off and then back on again? Yeah, thanks. Thanks, husband.
So, meanwhile, in Japan, Rina's at dinner with the girls and Erica, and the girls are talking about how much they love this one girl. One, what's her name again on YouTube? It doesn't matter, but this girl on YouTube who just likes to eat. And I like Erica's like, I don't understand what this generation finds interesting about watching people eat obsessively. I'm like, you realize what we're doing right now? We're watching you eat at a restaurant. And this is actually like your third meal we've watched this episode. And there was an entire sequence last year where we watched you eat a chocolate cake. Okay, so.
Look, I'm from the generation where if you want to be on the YouTubes, you rub your vag and make a song about it, right? I don't get what all this eating is.
Do you mean to say that I could have been super famous if I'd just eaten some pizza on YouTube instead of having to hire Mikey and a bunch of gays to transport me around the world a million times? Is that what you're saying? I reject that.
She better not have the nerve to call herself a singer. That is a performer, if I've ever seen one.
So, Tokyo, they're having dinner with the kids, and Rena's like, hi, Whispering Angel, do you have that? Where did that come from, Whispering Angel? Is that a bitch sesh thing that they made famous?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a good rosé anyway, but I think if I've heard it correctly, Casey Wilson and Danielle Schneider are like obsessed with Whispering Angel the Rosé because, of course, it's very good. And so they got into it, and then it became like the ongoing joke on their podcast, sort of like Rum Chata for us. And so then
it's like Whispering the classy version of Rum Chata. No offense, Rum Chata. We're like Capri Suns. Capri Suns.
So yeah, Whispering Angel became a thing, and then Kyle Richards sent them some Whispering Angel, and it just became a thing. And obviously the group, the Bitch Sesh group is called Whispering. They call themselves the Whispering Eileens, which is Whispering Angels meet Kyle by Eileen too, which is very funny. So that's sort of Whispering Angels sort of has gotten some notoriety from that. But I think it's also just become more famous. I personally, if I'm going to do a fancy rosé, I'm actually a fan of Miravel, which my friends Neil and Nate got me into. And that's actually Brad and Angelina's rosé, but it's really good.
So it's like good, but you know it's not going to last.
Yeah, because I drink it too fast. So yeah. I would like to say, if we're going to have a rosé for Watcher Crappens, I would like to propose that Miravel be our rosé. It's more expensive. I think it costs like $20 or $30, which is – so I'm not saying it's an everyday rosé. But when you really want to celebrate, let's bust out the Miravel, guys. They're not even a sponsor, okay? I'm just in the spirit of Angelina Jolie right now. Well, and Neil and Nate.
I have a very important question for you.
Yeah.
Have it Vogue feel.
You sound like Pat.
Have it Vogue feel. Did that feel good? Hey, nothing tastes as good as Vogue feels, right, girls?
And one of the kids is like, when I like saw the monitor, I was like, that is not me. Well, have them change the channel from Three's Company, okay? It probably plays there 24 hours a day.
Yeah. They were having their Vogue Taiwan. They had been shooting for Vogue Taiwan, and so they were sort of surprised.
Well, I ain't out of my comfort zone today. I ate a hairy crab.
And I wasn't even on YouTube.
And the only thing actually I'm used to is that hairy crab. His name is Tom. Get it? I'll be here all week, girls.
There we go.
It was also funny regarding that YouTube video and everything. Rinna starts talking about how, people have accused her of having an eating disorder for years and years and years. And she has grown up trying not to say the word diet in front of her daughters and trying to not make eating something that's weird. And they show her being like, that YouTube video is weird.
I don't want you to feel weird about food, baby. But God, that girl eating food is so weird, isn't she, girls? Hey, look. I don't want you to have an eating disorder. I want you to work at a toast place and see what serving toast does to the people you're serving it to. They're hideous and weird, right, girls? But I said that without really saying it.
And then the kids, and then Delilah's like, by the way, I learned how to give blowjobs thanks to your book, Mom. Like,
yeah, because what didn't – oh, because Erica said,
what? You're watching the internet. Why wouldn't you watch porn instead of eating?
And Ren is like, I don't want to know about that, okay? I'm the mom if they're watching porn. I don't know. And the kid's like, by the way, I know about you watching porn. And I'm not going to lie, your book is the thing that taught me how to give a blowjob.
Whoa. Whoa.
I mean, it's said in almost every American family.
Yes, no kidding. Mom, your Junior League Jelly Recipe book was the book that taught me how to give blowjobs.
Your book on proper posture really taught me how to give some good cunnilingus.
Yeah, Rena's like, I never thought in a million years, baby, that I would have children that read. And Erica's like, whoa, I haven't read a blowjob book, but it's not the Stone Age, you know? Suck it, fuck it, do whatever you can. Get that bank account full, girls!
Can I put my shoes on yet?
So over at Kyle's candle party, everyone's sitting down, everyone is drinking, and Dorit is definitely drinking. She's like, Mauricio, how do you say Mauricio? Because I have a friend who just said, Mauricio. And I was like, no, it's pronounced Mauricio.
Like, Dorit is such a twit. He goes, hey, I just met Teddy and her husband. And she goes, did you meet them in Spanish or in English? And he's like, English, you fucking
I'm also
idiot.
Like, Dorit, of all people, you should not be complaining about the way someone pronounces something, okay? Guys.
Mauricio. Not even a
Mariska
name.
Mariska Hargitay. I've got a question. It's Mauricio. Oh.
How do you say Maurizia? How do you say Lisa? How do you say Jennifer? How do you say Tom? How do you say Meikle?
How do you say Beanstein?
Ken goes, or Lisa goes,
well, Ken says Lisa until he pulls down his trouser. Then it's darling. Get it? Get it?
Is the three-legged animal, if you know what I'm saying.
Tripod, darling. So Camille's boyfriend comes over. And
David.
And Vanderpump's like, so handsome.
Would you like tea bag, sir? I would be inappropriate with your new man, but I won't. Would you like a seat? Shall I lay on the ground or the table?
Wow, David, you have quite a lovely woman in Camille. You just better hope she doesn't run off with a tennis instructor. Call back to season one.
I'm so glad you made it to dinner. We've decided to serve tossed salad and scrambled eggs, darling. I'll say it again.
Now come sit down. We got to reach drunk and she'll be saying inappropriate things very shortly.
So damn hot, David. You're so damn hot.
And Kyle's like, there are two Dorits, the dumb one and the drunk dumb one. Pretty much.
So, yeah, Dorit is drunk and she's saying things like, my best friend Coyle has forgotten about me, something like that. And then it's like Lisa Vanderpump's like, best friend? What is this best friend business? Because she's instantly jealous that Dorit and Kyle are becoming friends.
Kyle has no recipes for crispy rice squares and ahi tuna tartare on top. Or did she steal it?
And then they're starting to talk about who's afraid of who. Like, are you afraid of Kyle? Are you afraid of Lisa? Something like that. And I don't remember what they were saying. All I know is that the camera cut to Camille and she just randomly goes, I like that.
Because Kyle's like, Vanderpump's jealous of me and Dorit. And Dorit goes, I'm the one person in this world who isn't afraid of Lisa Vanderpump. And she's like, who's afraid of me, darling? I mean, besides Max, Pandora, Ken, Joe, Penny.
The entire cast of Vanderpump Rules.
Yolanda.
That palm tree. The Shiva. Turtle.
The midget donkey I had put to sleep. The first pickup we went to in Ohio.
Camille's just trying to tag along.
Ohio. Yeah.
And Carl's like, everybody's afraid of you.
And Kyle so goes, upsetting.
Ken tells Kyle, well, she's afraid of you. Lisa's afraid of you, Kyle. So why don't you put that in your pipe and smoke it? Yeah. Fiddly Diddly went to town riding on a pony. What do you think of that? And Lisa's terrified of you. And Cam's like, well, we've seen each other at our...
Well, you know, I think we've all seen each other at our worst.
And then Dorit's like, guys, I haven't seen Kyle at her worst, and I've never, ever seen Lisa Vanderpump at her worst, except for when she tried to style me the other day. Guys, there wasn't a time.
So Teddy's like, I'm scared. Is this how rich people act? Because I wouldn't know. And Dorit's like, I've been talking about babies. Camille, you've been talking about babies. And Camille's like, well, I don't have a uterus, so I'm out.
Camille!
She goes, yeah, Dorit goes, Camille, I have a question, Camille. And Lisa Vanderpump just turns and she's just like, Lisa is just like cracking up. She's like, wait, can you just try to think before you ask whatever you're about to ask?
I'm looking after your best interests. Think about what you're about to say.
One second, you stupid idiot.
Will you be your godfather?
Camille's like, well, I don't have a dick or balls, so I think that'll be very difficult.
Mwah. Oh, well, then I'll get you dick and testicles then. I'm going to come out with a strap-on line called Camille.
And then Teddy's like, oh, God, when she's drunk, I'm just like, I'm out of here, okay? Like, sometimes she's a show pony, and that's, like, the only horse I don't like. Like, who respects a show pony? No one, okay? Even if you can borrow that fucker for free.
Especially not me, because I grew up riding horses. So, did you get the feeling at this point of the evening that it would have been kind of hilarious if Carlton had been there too? Carlton just would hate to read, and it would be amazing.
I think every episode would be kind of amazing if Carlton was there. I think Carlton got the shaft. She should have been able to stay longer. I mean, she's been through a lot of crap off the air that would have been really fun to watch.
Yeah, I think it's time to resurrect Carlton, and I think let's like elevate her to some friend of status.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Bring her back.
Either way, the party's going on, and then Dorit just goes, Camille, you're a stupid cut fitness. And everyone's like, whoa.
Even Dorit's like, whoa, babe. Whoa, PK, babe. Yeah. Bubba, babe.
Like, all right, yeah, calm down now, babe.
Who
all
did
right,
I say? Babe.
You said Dorit.
Oh. What if PK has just been a figment of Dorit's imagination this whole time? He's like, Dorit, shh, babe. Shh, babe. And Cam's like, shh, babe. There we go again, the C word.
Camille's like, I don't like her now. Anti, mwah.
Yeah.
I take it back. Mwah.
Backwards, mwah. She goes, Dorit, everyone is allowed to act stupid once in a while, but you abuse the privilege. I'm like, I love that Camille memorized a line off a snarky calendar to come back on the show. She's like, I'm going to say something bitchy. Watch out. It's been years.
Yeah, I'm happy. I like when Camille gets bitchy. Get
I
bitchy and read. It'll be fun.
I want some season one Camille, not some season two onward, okay?
She goes, I want season
I don't
one
give
Kyle
a fuck
Camille.
About her, but I do care what David thinks, because if I associate with a drunken, crazy person, it makes me look bad.
Yeah.
Mike, honey, you have $40 million, okay? You look fine. You look fine doing anything you want from now on, darling.
Yeah, it's pretty true. And that's pretty much where it ended, with Dorit calling Camille the C word.
Yeah, pretty much. And that brings us to the end of the episode. So goodbye, you cut fitnesses.
Yeah, goodbye. Go to watchwhatcrappens.com to buy tickets to our shows and our merchandise. Boston, we're seeing you in about a week, so get to it. And we'll be back tomorrow to talk about the season finale of Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Mwah.
Mwah.
Bye, everybody.
Welcome to Bose Recommends. This is the place to discover your new favorite podcast. Every week, we listen to hundreds of shows to bring you our favorites. And this is one we think you're going to love.
Hi, I'm Imri, the host of Wannabe. I'm so honored to be part of Bose Recommends. Thank you, Bose. I started Wannabe because I wanted to be successful, but for some reason, I kept wasting my time. And then I realized I'm actually scared of success. Every week, I speak to successful people about their current fears and challenges and find out what action they've taken to get them to where they are now.
And so, because like, if you can't do it yourself, then you need to get help, right? You know, don't imagine that you can sort of somehow suss out, you know, who's good.
After I graduate, I did the 50 coffee networking, but that was my like mission, to meet 50 people from various industries that I would like to work in, no matter they're CEO or just, I don't know, anybody who was working in the company.
What made me apologize and whatnot was the fact that it's something that she kept. Yeah, I feel like there's some L's in this life that you should take.
You didn't know something before, but you know it now. That is growth, and that is enough to celebrate.
I extract all of the best actions and deliver 2 30-minute episodes on Mondays and Wednesdays. I want to say a huge thank you to Bose for supporting Wannabe and other podcasts. I really appreciate it. Wannabe gets you from where you are now to where you want to be in 30 minutes or less. Listen and subscribe on Acast, iTunes, or your favorite podcast app.
That was this week's Bose Recommends, the place to discover your new favorite show. If you want to find out how you can enjoy podcasts in even better sound quality, visit bose.co.uk. Bose, get closer.